Reputation at Risk, written by Martha Keys, narrated by Abigail Langham. Author note: I have done my best to be true to the time period and particulars of the day, so I apologize if I got anything wrong. I continue learning and researching while trying to craft stories that will be enjoyable to readers like you. The character in Diary of Marlowe were inspired by the real-life Joseph Farrington. Farrington was a well-connected Englishman who kept a daily diary from 1793 until his death in 1821. The 16 volumes are full of information about current events, the internal workings of the Royal Academy, and whatever anecdotes he personally found interesting. It is, of course, invaluable to historians. Chapter 1. Charlotte. To live near the most frequented inn outside of London was to be an observer, whether willing or unwilling, of both pomp and prestige. On a day when many of the country's most wealthy and powerful were making their way to town for the opening of Parliament, the spectacle was something indeed to behold. Charlotte Mandeville walked side by side with her two sisters and mamma towards the village of Stoneleigh, pink magnolia blossoms fluttering around them in the breeze. The flowers lent their sweet scent to the air, marred only by the dirt kicked up by passing carriages and carts, most of them familiar to Charlotte. She glanced at the chaise drawing near, and her eyes fixed on it curiously. It had no crest, but it boasted a fine, glossy black body, gilt detailing, and a pair of matched bays. The man within stared ahead, dark brow furrowed, the frown on his face just visible in the shadow of his top hat's brim. He was as handsome as his carriage, and every bit as intimidating. He turned his head, catching eyes with Charlotte for a moment, before the equipage's progress took him out of view.
"Is that Lord Scarsdale?"
Charlotte's younger sister Tabitha asked as the four of them passed into the village. "No," Charlotte answered immediately. Her mother and both sisters looked at her, all six brows raised in surprise at her firm answer. The three of them were a great deal alike, with hair of varying colours, but fair complexions and soft features. If the month since Papa's death had not added so many wrinkles and a sprinkling of grey hair to Mama's golden head, she might have been thought a fourth sister. Charlotte's fingers tightened on her reticule, a guilty gesture if ever there was one. Thankfully, none of her family seemed to notice.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?